I wanted to thank opposing counsel and the court for the indulgence of allowing me to be late. I rarely have seen a construction zone that lasts through close to three counties, and I apologize for not anticipating that. We're here today on a Board of Tax Appeals case involving a rather unique situation. In 1990, allegedly a statute, an alternative form of ULGF and ULGAF was adopted up in Columbiana County. The issues really here are, was there really one adopted, and B, if so, how is that impacted by the Supreme Court's decision in the Lancaster case indicating that and abandoning the concept that for alternate formulas you renew those every year. The heart of this case, it seems to me, is the pendulum maybe has swung too far in terms of the life of an alternative formula. Prior to Lancaster, the Supreme Court's rule had been you have to renew them every year. That pendulum may have been too far in the direction of having to go through the agony of these negotiations every year. After Lancaster, it appears that some of these communities may have unknowingly entered into a perpetual alternate.
It can be changed.
Yes, that's correct, but only if all three of the prongs, if you will, agree. The difficulty there, in terms of legal policy, is that for that to happen, let me back up. Essentially, the idea of an alternate formula was to encourage local governments who didn't like the statutory formula to cooperate, to sit down, to work together, and to come up with something that made sense for that particular county. The difficulty is, by swinging the pendulum so far the other way into perpetuity, we've created a situation where we're now rewarding not those that wish to cooperate, but the most obstructionist and most hard-headed set of local governments. The difficulty is that you can have a situation whereas here two of the three prongs of that necessary alternate formula now say, no, we don't like the old one, we want to adopt a new one, and one who's warm and happy with the way it was allegedly 10 years ago in 1990 can keep this thing going in perpetuity. The difficulty policy-wise, and I want to hit the heart of it, the policy issue first, is that essentially that rewards that kind of obstructionist view. The second problem with it is if you look at what allegedly is the 1990 alternate agreement, they refer to the 1990 census. Now, in theory, if the city of East Liverpool continues to be warm and happy, we may be five or six censuses down the road and still using 1990. In this year, of course, we're conducting a new census. The difficulty... I disagree with the unilateral part. The county agreed to go with a new alternate. What I'm going to call the other political subdivisions, the second prong of that three-legged stool, decided to go with a new. Therefore,
it was still the county, the budget commission that took the action.
That's correct. And there's a default mechanism, of course, which is the statutory formula. The point, I guess, is that what the Budget Commission, I believe, thought was, given that the courts had ruled that every year you have to renew these, that at the very least the rejection by two, and it seems to me that may still be good law, the rejection by two of those three prongs, if not sufficient to adopt a new alternate, certainly ought to be sufficient to end the old one. In the absence of that rule, what you have is, again, the obstructionist government deciding we don't care, this goes on forever. Pardon?
Isn't that statutory?
It may be there is that Toledo case that we cited in the brief that indicated that you can repeal something by implication by adopting something totally different. The difficulty is the statute does seem to imply that to either amend or repeal, you need all three to agree. The concern is that policy-wise, that's a bad situation. Second, under the facts of this case, and I know my good friend Mr. Veronese is going to argue that this is res judicata, but I'll get to that in a minute. Under the facts of this case, there were three different sets of versions of this 1990 alternate formula. In some, the crucial word hereafter was used. Well, we've attached that, I believe, to our notice of appeal in our brief, the three different versions that we submitted to the Board of Tax Appeals. One said hereafter.
Oh, okay. You're saying three, not three different versions, same thing. Three different entities have different agreements. I want to be sure I'm thinking, when you say three different versions, not three different alternate formulas, but there were three different entities. A township has said we adopted, but with one limitation. Another one said we adopted with another limitation. Is that
I believe that to be the case. The difficulty is the decision that we're appealing from indicates that the way they established the 1990 agreement existed to begin with, which we're not so sure, was they looked, the BTA looked in a prior case in the early 1990s, looked at what they called a template and then some other information from the County Planning Commission. What we're suggesting to you is that there may never have been a meeting of the minds on what's now a crucial issue, and frankly wasn't in 1994. Now the crucial issue is, did these entities indeed adopt any formula back in 1990 that was intended to be perpetual? One thing the Supreme Court did say in Lancaster is, a community can limit its approval if it wishes. It doesn't have to.
Okay. Now, who bears that burden, though, of showing? I mean, it was adopted back in 1990, went through at least two Board of Tax Appeals sessions, and now you want to show that there's some limitations on that. Who bears the burden of that?
I believe we bear the burden of showing that there's, that as to the time, that there are different versions, and I think at that point, then the burden shifts, and if the BTA wants to say that we've got a clear formula that was intended to be perpetual, then that needs to be proved. My concern is, and what we've attached here too, of this 1990 alleged alternate version, what you've got is three different sections on what's now a crucial issue. How long is this thing supposed to last? One says hereinafter, which I don't know what that's supposed to mean. One says hereafter, which would make it perpetual. Another one doesn't have any time limit whatsoever after 1994. The concern is...
But does that change the distribution of the vote? I mean, we knew from reading the Board of Tax Appeals opinions that it was not a unanimous vote initially. There were some dissenters. Mm-hmm. And you could give you three or four more votes and it was still unpassed.
The issue is what passed. Did the version pass that said, and hereafter? Did the version pass that said, and hereinafter? Or did the version that didn't have any notation as to any perpetuity pass? The formula goes up to 1994, and that's it. If it says hereinafter, then it's perpetual. If it does not say that, then it seems to me that alternate formula expired in 1994. Now, is it res judicata that there was a Parks Board BTA decision, and I think that's what the decision below quoted from, was its determination that they looked at a template, they looked at some other things and determined, yeah, you got an alternate formula. The difficulty is it was never, ever, prior to Lancaster, important for anybody to show how long they intended that thing to last. Prior to Lancaster, apparently the rule for some years had been once a year you got to renew these things.
Let me think about this a minute. If the prior rule was you had to renew it every year, the fact that this wasn't, this was never renewed, was it, prior to Lancaster? I mean, wouldn't that lead you to believe that it was in perpetuity?
It was not renewed prior to Lancaster, that's true. In fact, prior to Lancaster, this is when the two prongs decided not to go with that formula and adopt a new one. That's not effective under the law, it appears, but the fact of the matter is it was during that time period when it became apparent that once a year this thing was supposed to have been looked at, that became important. Does that lead me to believe that there was a alternate formula? What it leads me to believe is that the Tax Commission and Budget Commission there is like most of us, we're creatures of habit. If we're used to putting on our pants leg with the right leg first, then we're going to do that every day of our lives. And I think that prior to somebody raising the issue, they simply kept going. I think the crucial point is, and I guess I'm asking in part, that there maybe ought to be a remand to see what a question you've raised, which is a very interesting one, is let's assume there's a formula. The issue now becomes which of those versions passed. If it's the one without the hereafter language, then it's not intended to be perpetual. Maybe the BTA needs to take some evidence in that regard. But essentially,
wasn't that, you had the hearing, that's, you know, the opportunity at the BTA to do that.
What we presented is the evidence that we had, which was the three different versions.
Right.
And we argued then, as we do now, that A, we're not so sure there ever was a meeting of the minds on the crucial issue of how long this agreement or alternate was intended to last. It is quite frankly difficult to believe anybody intended that this would last in perpetuity. You refer to a 1990 census, we know 10 years later there's going to be another one. If this thing lasts in perpetuity, we forever use the 1990 census. That is the concern that we have. We believe this is a case whereby the Supreme Court might move that pendulum. If we went too far, the pre-Lancaster cases, it seems that Lancaster now moves the pendulum too far the other way.
How would we do that, though, in the sense that we certainly can't put a time limitation on it? I mean, if the statute doesn't contain one, we can't legislate and put a time limit, say it's good for 10 years, 15 years.
I think the way you do that is that you allow clearly the Board of Tax Appeals to consider what time limits, if any, were put on when these things were originally passed. And I think that was something the BTA chose not to look at, feeling, okay, look, what we're going to do, says the BTA, is we're going to determine whether there was a formula. They concluded that there was, based on a template and based on the other things that were listed in their decision. And there's a paragraph that indicates what they used. The difficulty is we then submit two other templates, one of which does not have the hereafter language. It's unclear which of those templates was actually passed by all of those communities. And it seems to me that if you're going to move from the let's do it every year to let's do it in perpetuity, then it makes sense for the Board of Tax Appeals to be instructed that maybe we better look at these in each of the counties to make real sure that all three of those prongs did in fact intend, by the language of the resolutions that they adopted, to adopt these formulas in perpetuity.
Would you like to save some rebuttal time?
Yes, thank you.
City of East Liverpool.
Morning, Your Honor. My name is John Veronese. I do represent the Appalachian City of East Liverpool in this appeal from a decision of the Board of Tax Appeals. May it please the Court, this appeal has its genesis in BTA litigation occurring back in 1990. In 1989, the City of East Liverpool appealed the Budget Commission of Columbiana County's action of allocating these funds pursuant to a method of allocation that had no basis in law. The BTA found that to be true and ordered a statutory allocation of these funds. At that time, a statutory allocation would have benefited the city of East Liverpool greatly over the other subdivisions in the county in relation to the formula that the Budget Commission had been using. This would have caused severe economic duress to those subdivisions if this method were in fact used. So as a result of that situation, that BTA decision, the City of East Liverpool, the Budget Commission, and the other townships and villages and cities in the county sat down and worked out what is known as an alternate formula for distributing these funds. That formula was worked out, agreed upon, adopted and approved by all of the subdivisions in the county, and as you said, some did disagree, but the vast majority approved it, and it was approved and adopted by the Budget Commission and applied.
And no one questions, as I understand, the fact that there was disagreement, and nobody questions what the formula was or is.
Council here.
The formula itself
cannot be questioned because it's been reprinted in subsequent BTA decisions that nobody appealed from.
So what our real question is what the language was sort of at the end, so to speak, for how long they intended their approval to be good for. Now, the question Mr. Schrader brought up is, you know, how do you get out of this mess? I mean, what are the alternatives of the parties here?
To get out of the mess that we are presently in?
Yeah, there seems to, I say a mess, it's an argument, a dispute between the two parties, or the, actually, many parties. Can this go on forever?
This alternate. Mm-hmm. Yes, this alternate, in my view, and according to the law, both case law and statutory law, this alternate is in place until and unless it is modified, amended, or repealed in the manner first adopted. And that is by the unanimous consent of the three prongs necessary to first put it into place. And that's well established.
The only way, though, that can be overcome, as I understand it, is somehow there would have to be evidence that there was a limit. A majority of the group that approved it would have to come forward with evidence that their approval was limited.
Of course. Once it's put in place, if another party in the county, another subdivision objects to the duration of this alternate, then they would have to file an appeal with the Board of Tax Appeals and present evidence. And that evidence was presented at the BTA evidentiary hearing that has spawned this present appeal before the court. At that evidentiary hearing, City of East Liverpool presented certified copies of various documents, both from the Budget Commission and from the records of the Board of Tax Appeals. All of these documents combined, and mind you, they were certified from the various agencies, be it the Budget Commission or the Board of Tax Appeals, that set forth the adoption, the approval, and the very specific terms that set forth the alternate itself. And that alternate itself had the term that it was effective for 1994 and thereafter. That is the evidence in support of this alternate and its duration that the City of East Liverpool presented to the Board of Tax Appeals. On the other hand, the appellants presented several pieces of paper that they claimed were different versions of this alternate that were all approved by different parties.
They were not certified.
They were not certified, and notwithstanding the fact that various members of the Budget Commission were at the hearing, various members of the Township Trustees were at the hearing, not one government official stepped up and testified to the authenticity or to the use or to even what these pieces of paper said. Now, if you just put res judicata in the background for a moment and just go on the evidence presented at the evidentiary hearing. It is clear that the probative and manifest weight of the evidence presented at that hearing clearly favors overwhelmingly the alternate that was established in 1990 that is good unless and until it is repealed, amended, or modified by the three entities required to approve. That is our position.
Doesn't this really come down to an evidentiary question? Somebody has to come up with the evidence that this formula was not to be in perpetuity.
Yes, Your Honor, you're absolutely right. The Supreme Court has said that because of the special nature of Board of Tax Appeals proceedings involving Budget Commission actions, no party really has a so-called burden of proof. But when somebody objects to the action of a Budget Commission and wants to change that action, it is incumbent upon that party to come forward with some proof in support of its position. Now, let me lay the table as far as the evidentiary hearing that we had. We were there pursuant to a reversal of the BTA's decision regarding the fact that an alternate can be in perpetuity. They don't need to be modified and adopted, approved every year. So we were back before the BTA a second time after being before the Supreme Court. And the issue was, before the BTA at this most recent hearing was, well, does there need to be an alternate used for this allocation year? In other words, is there an applicable alternate, or do we have to use the statutory? And we took evidence on that issue. The alternate, of course, that we were speaking about was this 1990 alternate. So I had the burden, if you will, of presenting evidence in favor of the alternate. Appellants had the burden of proving that there was no alternate, or at least the alternate that I was advocating was not proper. And we both had our shot at the evidentiary hearing. That's true. They would have to come forward some evidence that their argument was in fact true. In our position, that didn't happen. So whether it's decided on res judicata or based on the evidence, I think the court should affirm the decision of the BTA in this case on both grounds. Unless you have any questions, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Just briefly, at the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, one of the quotes on the wall is that it makes no sense for government to go on unchanged, then it no more sense to do that than to require a man of 25 to wear the same coat he wore when he was 10. The difficulty here is the BTA, I think, did half a job. They established there was a formula. That makes sense, and it's replete in the decision of the BTA that they found a formula. The issue is, was it intended to be in perpetuity? The evidence submitted indicates on that issue that there were three different versions of this thing, one of which had no language that would require it to be in existence any time after 1994. That's the crux of the matter. That's the concern that we have.
That was only one entity, right? That was that didn't give it in perpetuity.
One of the three prongs, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to remember, is that who was the entity that said it was not in perpetuity? Which one of the versions voted for that?
I believe it was the every other government, but I'm not sure on that, quite frankly. And I apologize, I should know that.
Okay, go ahead.
What I'm suggesting to you is that if the county passes one that says, and hereafter, the county's done it in perpetuity. If the city passes one that says, and hereinafter, whatever that's supposed to mean, it's probably a typo, that may have been intended to be in perpetuity, but if the third prong passes one that doesn't have anything of that language of that nature after 1994, then it was not intended to be in perpetuity for the years 95, 96, perhaps 97, they continue to use it, I think, as a matter of habit.
Okay, we go to the, what were there, 28 taxing entities or something
yes.
like that? Now, did they, I'm not clear here, did they submit a certificate of some kind, or did they each vote and then, as I remember, there was 28, but they got a majority.
That's the difficulty. As I read the Board of Tax Appeals opinion, where they specifically talk about...
But we know there are this many entities, and my question is, when it was voted on, did each one submit a different proposal, or did the entities all together submit one certificate?
Each one voted separately on the...
So each one, theoretically, could have put a caveat.
My concern is that's what happened, too, frankly. And what happens then is the BTA says, what they look at is approve or disapprove. I don't think they looked at 28 township, village, city resolutions, the county and the city separately. So what may well have happened is that they decide and focus on what's important, the formula. And at that time, that's the only thing that was important, was the formula. The time period wasn't important until after Lancaster. Thank you.
Thank you. Case will be submitted to the court. You'll be advised of the result.
Thank you.
All rise. Hear ye. The hearings of Springfield, Ohio, Master Commissioners, now stands adjourned. Thank you.